Find a quiet place to sit for a few minutes. Sit in a position that allows you to be comfortable and alert, and that allows you to take full breaths. Allow your eyes to gently close. If you are more comfortable keeping your eyes open, that is perfectly fine. Simply maintain a soft focus at a spot on the floor or wall in front of you. Take in a deep breath, bringing your shoulders up, then gently rolling your shoulders back and down as you exhale with an audible sigh. Allow yourself now to focus on your breath, just noticing the qualities of your breath without trying to change anything. Notice the rise and fall of your chest and belly with each inhalation and exhalation. Notice the sensation of air moving in and out through your nose or your mouth. See if you can even tune in to the sound of your own breath. If your mind wanders during this meditation, that is fine. Our minds do that. When you notice that your mind has wandered, respectfully acknowledge the thoughts and then return to the sensations of your breath and body. When you are ready, bring to mind a challenge that you need to face. A challenge that brings up stress just thinking about it. As you bring this challenge to mind, begin to notice how your emotions arise and how they feel in your body. Start by doing a gentle body scan, letting your mind drift all the way from your head down to your toes. Where do you notice the emotions in your body? Using an imaginary marker, draw the outline of the space in your body where any uncomfortable emotions begin and end. You may be able to draw a distinct boundary, or there may be some places where the outlines are a bit fuzzy and unclear. Now see if you can open even more to the discomfort so you can learn more about it. What are the physical qualities of the distress? Does it feel sharp, prickly, squeezing, gripping, or maybe more like a hollow ache? Does it feel heavy, solid, cloudy, warm, cold? Is there a sound that accompanies the sensations of difficult emotions in your body? Perhaps a low hum, a steady rumble, an irritating squeal, maybe even a loud roar. Whatever you notice is just fine, even the lack of these qualities. Does the emotion have a name? Maybe it's fear, anxiety, or dread. It's also okay if you don't know the emotion's name. You may notice judgmental thoughts, thoughts that judge yourself, your own emotions, your struggles, even other people, or simply the challenge that you need to face. You may also have thoughts about how to fix or to respond to the emotions or the situation. These types of thoughts are all very normal, and they can feel very urgent and convincing. With patience and tenderness, take notice of these thoughts. Thank your mind for trying to figure out how to help you meet this challenge. That's what our minds do, after all. And refocus on your breath and body sensations. When you realize your mind has wandered down one of these thought paths, give yourself a mental pat on the back for realizing it and bringing yourself back into the here and now of your breath and body. As you notice where uncomfortable emotions sit in your body, visualize bringing your breath directly into the areas of discomfort. Imagine that with each calm, gentle inhalation, you are breathing in compassion and loving kindness to the difficult emotions and the parts of your body where you feel them. With each exhalation, invite your emotions and body to soften as the compassion and loving kindness are received. If it is possible, you may also want to lay one or both hands over the part of your body where you sense your difficult emotions, offering tender, gentle warmth to the area. Continue using your breath to soothe your emotions. Practice breathing in what you need right now and breathing out that same quality to share with anyone else in the world who is facing a daunting challenge. Breathe in strength for yourself and breathe out strength for anyone else who needs it. Breathe in courage and breathe out courage. Breathe in perseverance and breathe out perseverance. Breathe in confidence and breathe out confidence. Breathe in hope and breathe out hope. Breathe in perspective and breathe out perspective. Practice breathing in and out equanimity. Equanimity is an accepting awareness that this struggle will pass and your spirit remains strong all the while. Breathe in equanimity and breathe out equanimity. Once again, let your mind drift throughout your body, taking a kind, caring inventory of what you notice. Have your emotions shifted or changed at all? If so, how do you notice this in your body? Take notice also of no change. That's okay too. The primary goal of this meditation is learning how to show up for yourself in a compassionate, supportive, encouraging way as you get ready to face a challenge in your life. Congratulate yourself on taking time to engage in this practice and opening into your body and emotions. Remember, it takes courage to willingly face our challenges.